looking at someone in Baptist history this morning, and happened in June. We had a couple of World War II stories because I can think of the proximity of the time. But in June and July, but on June 6th, of course, the Allies invaded France, and we all know that story. But on June 6th, 1944, the man we're going to look at today was aboard a French freighter that was converted to a troop carrier, and it was the SS Columbia. And the United States was embroiled in World War II, and Billy Renstrom was on his way to Europe with the 133rd Combat Engineer Battalion. And as the ship sailed from New York Harbor, many of those soldiers would see the Statue of Liberty for the first and last time, as many of them wouldn't make it back. But Billy Renstrom was born the youngest of 12 children to some Swedish parents who had immigrated to America. He had heard the gospel preached when he was young, and at age 15, he was saved. He was baptized and joined the Struthers Baptist Tabernacle in Struthers, Ohio. And he was in high school on that fateful day of December 7th, 1941, when Pearl Harbor was attacked. And soon his life would change dramatically. The very next year, in 1942, his mother passed away suddenly. And through all this difficult time as the country went into wars, he knew that he would be going to war soon, as all boys did at that time. He determined to continue in his athletics, to do the best he could in schooling, and he became the captain of his high school football team, just a tremendous athlete. And then in July of 1943, he received his draft notice, and he went and signed up in Akron, Ohio, and then he was on his way to Europe. He stopped in Ireland. He gained the rank of corporal, and on D-Day, as we mentioned, the Allies invaded France. But on July 15th, 6 weeks later, soldiers were still coming into France, and his battalion landed Omaha Beach on July 15th, 1944, and he was in Patton's Third Army as they came aboard in France. And his squad was given the various assignments, this engineering squadron, and they were given various assignments such as repairing the roads for the troop movement, and actually then the most dangerous of that was discovering and destroying the enemy landmines. And on November 28, 1944, a day that he would never forget, he was pulling a landmine out of its hole, and it snagged on something on the way out. This is how they did it, and it just was an accident. It snagged and went off, and the shrapnel went all through his body. He was blinded immediately as much of the shrapnel hit his face, and he was transported, evacuated immediately to the hospitals and then eventually back to the States. But after it was determined all they could do, the medics had done all they could do, the surgeons had done all they could do, he would be blind for the rest of his life. This was devastating to Billy. He was a Christian, but he just sank into bitterness and self-pity. He wanted to become a recluse. His son writes years later that he went to the war healthy, vigorous, handsome youth, but he left broken, bitter, and blind. And a friend, though, a good friend of his, asked him to go to an evangelistic meeting. Billy didn't want to go, but he went. And that very night, the Holy Spirit brought conviction, and Billy got right with God, was restored, and his life began to change. He wanted to continue his education, so he wanted to go to Bible college, and he enrolled in the Western Bible Institute. I think it's called Colorado Bible College now. GI Bill enabled him to go to school. And it was there that he discovered that he had a beautiful singing voice, that he could sing. An abnormally beautiful voice. And so he was in the college quartet that traveled, and the pianist of the quartet happened to be the president of the college's daughter, Ruby Harwood. They fell in love, ensemble romance, and they were married after graduation, and he was called to be a pastor of a church in Colorado. Now, where I know him, and where some of you may know Billy Renstrom, was Dr. Bill Rice. Became friends with him and asked him to join he was the director of the Bill Rice Ranch, as you would know. And he invited Billy and his wife for Ruby to be the pianist and Billy to be a soloist as they traveled and to travel with his team in evangelistic campaigns. And so the Renstrom's agreed and moved to Tennessee, and they traveled with Dr. Bill Rice for years. About mid-70s, I think, he was having a routine eye exam, and the ophthalmologist said, you know, there is a new surgery. We should try this. And so they did the surgery, and miraculously, he received his sight back in one of his eyes. And so after 31 years of darkness, Billy Renstrom could see. And he tells a funny story. I remember as a kid him telling the story that the first thing he remembers was he called his wife from the hospital, and this he told it funny, so I don't think it's funny. But he's describing to her the really ugly color that his pajamas were that she had dressed him in for the hospital stay. So, you know, that was his first, and so she knew he could see. You know, the story is really an amazing story, and so I don't know if some of you may remember Billy Renstrom that traveled with Dr. Rice. He may have even come here. I don't know. In the early days, Dr. Rice came many times, I think, in the early 70s, and so we want to remember this man this morning. He just an amazing story of the power of God, and so many times we don't understand what God is doing. And, you know, his favorite verse, maybe his life verse, was Job 13:15, when Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And here was a defeated, bitter life that God turned around through his grace. And he arrived at a point, I'll recommend his biography to you in just a minute, but he arrived at a point in his story that he could enthusiastically and gratefully thank God for this blindness. It wasn't just, you know, I'll put up with it. He knew that God gave him this blindness for a purpose. And, you know, I for years I thought the name of his book, and you can still buy his book on Amazon, I think it's just a couple dollars, The Sword of the Lord published this in 76, but I thought for years the name of the book was Darkness to Light, and actually I realized just recently that the interesting change here that I didn't realize, but the name of the book is Darkness is Light, and I had misunderstood the title of the book, I guess, all those years, but isn't that an interesting attitude change when you see what he's saying there? And so anyway, I would recommend this highly to you to read Billy Renstrom's story, tremendous man of God, and you can even hear him sing, just a beautiful voice. Actually, I was listening last night on YouTube to him singing some of Dr. Schuller's songs, and he recorded a whole album of Dr. Phil Schuller's songs, and so just a wonderful man, one of the sweetest men you'd ever meet, he and his wife, and just want to thank the Lord this morning for Billy Renstrom and his testimony, and I hope we can learn, you know, when God brings these terrible things perhaps into our lives, that we never know what God has them for a reason, we may never know until we get to heaven, but certainly be reminded of a story like this where God uses a terrible disaster to change a man for his glory. So thank you.